Today's topic is going to be a theme that we spoke about last week a bit, and I've been thinking a lot about Yemos Mashiach, as I mentioned. So there are a lot of topics to cover. My guess is just based on the attendance, I guess people are getting excited to go biking in the summer. This will probably be the last year for the Zman. It will begin maybe after the summer, and hopefully in person we'll get a chance to do that. So let's begin talking about the what mitzvahs, if any, will still be chayv to be kept in the times of Mashiach. What type of question is that? If you didn't see the Gemara, it's a strange question. Because, of course, the Torah is nitzchi. The Torah is eternal. The mitzvahs are eternal. So why in the world would I even suggest that maybe there are not going to be any mitzvahs in the times of Mashiach? So there's a Gemara in Maseches Nida. Those who completed Daf Yomi recently should be familiar with the Gemara. So if you take a look at number one, let me just share the screen with you so you can see this inside. Hold on a second. Share screen. What's going on here? I'm not sure why this is not working now. Okay, the share screen is not working, but I'll tell you what the Gemara says anyways. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. A beged, if a beged has some shatnez in it, a beged shavid bo kalayim, the din is you can't sell it to a goy because the goy might sell it to a Jew, and you shouldn't use it as some type of saddle on the donkey because that's considered getting hanah from shatnez. But what the Gemara says you can do is, aval osem imenu tachrichim lemeis. You can make it as tachrichim, you can make it to bury the dead in. Why? Because Rav Yosef says, zosem eris, mitzos betelos la'asir lavo. And in times of Mashiach, all mitzos will be batal, and therefore, when you bury the mace, while the mace is dead, he doesn't perform mitzos as a dead person. The Pasuk says, b'meisim chavshi. Kevin Shemes Adam, once man dies, he's Naseh Chavshim and Mitzvahs. He's Pater, he's free of Mitzvahs. But even when he wakes up, B'shas Tchis HaMesim, so Tosa says, even when he wakes up, Kishe Yamor La'asid, when the Tchis HaMesim happens, he's going to stand up, B'mabushav, Shenikvar. He's going to be wearing the clothing that he was buried in. So we learn from here, Shema Amina, Mitzvahs B'telos La'asilavah. The fact that we allow, the Gemara says, to allow a person to bury, to be buried in shatnez, tells us that when the Shia comes and people are brought back to life, there is no requirement to keep mitzvahs. Mitzvahs betelos le'asid lava. Now that's a fascinating concept. Now the Gemara points out to Ashi Machlokas. Some say we will fulfill mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan says we will not fulfill mitzvahs, and we always assume like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion who holds that le'asid lava mitzvahs betelos, they're going to be batal. Now, more than that, there's a medrash that says that Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, have a machlokas. In the times of Mashiach, Reish Lakish says, all of Tanakh will be relevant. All of Torah Shebichsav, all Torah Shebapeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, all we will have will be the Chamishe Chumshe Torah. That's it. Rabbi Yochanan has this shita, that in the times of Mashiach, we're going to resort back to whatever was the before Kabbalah Torah. Only Chumash, no mitzvahs, no nothing. La'asir lavo, again, mitzvahs betelos. It's a very strange concept. So the problem is, there are a number of problems. One is, a number of midrashim say that we will keep mitzvahs. And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis Mabez, that describes a maisa, an event that took place in the times of Yechezkel Navi, that he brought back to life some people that died. He did a tchias amazim. So there's a series of shitas, what happened. One opinion says they came back to life to sing a shira. They sang a shira and then dropped dead again. That's all he did. But then the Gemara came along and said that Amar La, Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Glili, the son of Rabbi Yossi Glili said, the Mesim, the dead, Shehechia Yecheskel, the Yecheskel brought back to life, Alu le'Eretz Yisrael. They actually went to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't just sing a song and then drop dead. They went to Eretz Yisrael, they made Aliyah. V'nasu nashim, they married wives. V'olidu banim, they had children, banos, sons and daughters. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Osher ben Yossi Glili was reporting what he thought, Amad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Aragla, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira stood up, and he said, Amar, ani mi b'nei b'neim, I am actually a descendant of these individuals who Yechezkel now he brought back to life. And he said, V'holu, he showed them, these are the tefillin, she'niach li'avi abba, that my mother's father left for me. These are the tefillin that they wore. So they came back to life and they performed mitzvahs. Asks the Rashba, so how could the Gemara be taken literally? That the times of Mashiach, the times of Tchias HaMesim, mitzvahs betelus? The Gemara Sanhedrin clearly says that they kept the mitzvahs when they came back to life. They wore tefillin. So the Rashba says, I'm going to try a share screen again. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry. I'll try one more time. All right. I don't think it's working, guys. I'm sorry. Do you see anything there? Would anything show up? Nothing showed up? What?
It was an error message that showed up.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. I think I know what's happening.
It was a common eyes error message. Maybe you share something.
Oh.
Morty's here. Morty could do it.
Morty, let's try one more time. Share screen. Nah, okay, I don't know. All right, well, forget about it. Well, I'll just tell you what's going on. So the Rashba said anyways. Says the Rashba, you know what's going to happen in the times of Mashiach? La'asir lavo mishasha meis kamar. The moment they die, v'lomer she'en achai mitzvahs al ha-meis, when a person's dead, he doesn't perform mitzvahs. He can't. Because meisim chavshi, a meis, the Pasuk says, is free. But he says, just like when they're free, when they're dead, they don't have to do mitzvahs, also, when they wake up, yesh la'asir lavo bizmanu bizmamua. The few moments when they get out of the grave, they wake up. For those few moments until they find a new pair of clothing or whatever they have to do, they don't have to keep mitzvahs. And he compares it to the following case. We have a Gemara in Yuma that we know there's a din on Yom Kippur. You can't take a bath. You can't go in the water. But let's say you want to go be mekabel pnei rabo on Yom Kippur. You want to go, you know, greet your Rebbe, learn some Torah. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to cross through a river even though the water is going to go up to your neck. Ah, isn't that rechitza? So the Rashba says, you're allowed to momentarily do things sometimes to get to the end point. For a small, it's man muat. So he says, when it means that mitzvahs betelos l'asir lavo, the Rashba says, for a few moments, when tchias meisim happens, they got, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, quick, find a place, find a suit store, go buy yourself a new suit, and then change your clothing. But just for a few moments. But after those first 10 minutes, whatever, 20 minutes, then we revert back to keeping all the mitzvahs. That is the idea of the Rashba, that of course we're going to keep mitzvahs. It's just harasha. The Maror Tzchias echoes this point. The Maror Tzchias brings a whole long list of stiras that we do keep mitzvahs, we don't keep mitzvahs. You probably heard that all karbanos will be batel except the karban toda. All yamin tovim will be batel except for Purim. Some say Yom Kippur. So, some say everything will be kept. So says the Maror Tzchias, no, it was only Horasha, like the Rashba says, for those few moments when they come out of the ground, then they don't have to keep mitzvahs, but then like the clock stops, and now we go back to keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's the understanding of the Rashba, that of course we'll keep the mitzvahs. There is a fascinating Shtei Chaim. The Shtei Chaim, he quotes from a sefer called the Divrei Chachamim. I don't know who he was. The Shtei Chaim is an incredible encyclopedia who quotes on every topic an incredible amount of sources. And he suggests, he quotes an opinion that suggests that in the future, how do we reconcile the stira? That some mitzvahs we will keep, some mitzvahs we won't keep. For example, another medrash says that in the future, a chazer, a pig, will be mutter. You can eat, it will be kosher in the future. Some say yes, some say no. So what this sefer says is that in the future, we won't have to keep mitzvahs lo sase, but we will have to keep mitzvahs ases. So what's a chiluk? Yeah, we know there's a group of ases and there's a group of lo ases. Why would you distinguish it that way? So he doesn't explain here, but my understanding would be, and I think this is really along the themes why I want to build up here as we'll go further, is that we know a mitzvahs lo sase, the Ramban tells us, is about yira, right? Fearing, you fear Hashem, you stay away. And mitzvah say is ava, love, and building a relationship, a positive relationship. You know, this happened, everything you look at in life could be yira and ava. I mentioned this, I don't know when, too many shirim to keep track when I mentioned this, but last Sunday, Rabbi Leibowitz and I had been on a Q&A together, and one of the questions that the boys asked us was, how does one strengthen their davening? So we both had said, Rabbi Leibowitz and I both said, it's really hard to strengthen your davening when a high school boy has everything they need. When you have everything you need, what's there to daven for? I have my car, I got my food, I got my house, I got my camp, I got my vacation, I got everything I need. So unless you're lacking, it's hard to daven. But I said, I think it's true, but I added another element. But if you look at tefillah as simply an opportunity to fill your voids, so then yes, it's hard unless you're lacking. But if you view tefillah as something positive, as building a relationship, speaking to Hashem, panim apanim, so then even if you're not lacking something, you still want to build a relationship. You have a friendship, you have a marriage, you have a wife, you have a husband. So even when things are good, you want to still continue to grow and grow. So that's what tefillah is about, growing even when you're not lacking. We have to realize we're always lacking in something, of course, but there's always grades of how much we're lacking, but to build a positive relationship. In the times of Mashiach, so we're going to sense the Shechina, we're going to feel the Shechina in such a strong way that we're going to focus on the mitzvah seis, which is building that relationship of tefillin and sukkah and lulav and tzitzis and everything, and the los haseis we're not going to focus on. So those will be batal. Now, I don't think he means that you're going to kill people and steal, obviously not that, but the focus won't be the laws of what you can't do, but the focus will be what you can do. All the laws will come intuitive. You don't have to even think twice about it. But to focus on the proactive relationship, that's the idea. Now, Stei Chamin himself doesn't like that pshat. He doesn't, los haseis are knocked off. If anything, he says it should be the opposite. That we have to keep the los haseis, but the haseis, we don't have to keep the haseis. That would be more mistaber to the Stei Chamin, but either way, he writes this off. He doesn't like this pshat. So right now we have either the Rajba, that the mitzvahs betelos lasalava was only for a moment of time, or there's a chiluk between haseis versus los haseis. But there is an incredible Ritva. Ritva writes that the following is the explanation that he thinks, at least. Ritva says, again, I feel so bad I can't share screen. It's hard for me to read without having you guys see it, but I hope you're mochel me. Morty will help me deal with this maybe after the shir. Thanks, Morty. Don't we learn the din of a mechitza from Mashiach times? That's what Shlomo Carmeli asked me. I'm just reading the chat now, guys. It's an interesting point. I think Shlomo Carmel is referring to, just to address this question, I think you're referring to the question of Tchum, the Gemara in Erevin, and 10 Tfachim above. Is that what you're talking about, Shlomo? See if he responds to me on that.
No, the Gemara that talks about by the Shechita Zitzahar, when there's going to be the Chitza between the men and women.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay. So in terms of separation, that too is an interesting point. So that would be a raya, I guess, in terms of lavim will exist. That's a good point. Now, one can still be mechayev between Mimos Mashiach and Tchias Mesim, maybe different stages, but I think it's a very good point. Sure. There are a number of midrashim that show that we will keep mitzvahs. It's the question, how do you deal with the stira? So some say the mechitza is a great example that we do keep mitzvahs. But I'll share with you what the Ritva writes. The Ritva writes that Masha Amru mitzvahs betelos lasa lavo, Hainu shelo yuchayavim la'amod behen. That we're not chayiv to keep the mitzvahs. Aval mikol makom yesh mitzvahs kedushos. The mitzvahs still have kedusha to them. They're not going to be written off as nothing. You can't take tefillin and throw them in the garbage, chas v'shalom. You don't have an obligation. We're pater. It's like a woman who's pater min mitzvahs, a sumo who's pater min mitzvahs. So they're pater, but they're still able to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So the Ritva writes, mikol makom yesh mitzvahs kedushos. There's kedusha to them. Ki ain't tefillin. She inagu behen me'atzman, just like the times of Yechezkel Navi, the people he brought back to life, they wore tefillin, not because they were chayiv to wear tefillin, because there was a fulfillment. He got a check mark for wearing tefillin. Mipnei shleimusam v'tefartam, because they, after coming back to life and experiencing death, they were complete. B'shleimusam v'tefartam. V'lo b'derechiv, but they didn't have to perform the mitzvahs. And he compares it, says the Ritva, harei ha'avos harishonim, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and all Klaiso, Kodamat and Torah. Lohayu Chayav, and they weren't Chayav and Mitzvahs. Elabeshev and Mitzvahs, they only had 7 Mitzvahs to keep. Yet, Vikaimu Kalatar Kula, Vafilo Erev Tavshilin, even Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara Yuma tells us they kept. So we're not going to be Chayav and Mitzvahs. That's what it means. They're Betelos in terms of the Chiv. But there still will be a Kiyum, a fulfillment in keeping those Mitzvahs. Now, let me just stop for a second. I've shared this story a number of times. I apologize if I shared it in this shir on Sunday morning, but it's still kedai, because I think it really drives this Ritva home. Why in the world, right, the Rashba says we'll keep mitzvahs. Outside those first 15 minutes, let's say, you would keep mitzvahs. And the Ritva says we don't have to keep mitzvahs. Why not? What's going to be different in the times of Mashiach? Why now do we have to keep mitzvahs, and in the times of Mashiach we don't have to keep mitzvahs? Don't we still have to connect Hashem in such a way? So there's an incredible ma'aseh with the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov, he lived in a city in Poland. And every city, every shul in Poland, every church, every mosque, if they had mosques there, probably not, but every house of worship had to have a picture of whoever the president was in the lobby. And one day, the president of Poland, who had a very good relationship with the Jewish community, had reached out to the Yeshuas Yaakov. They wanted to come visit the shul. Now, I just want to say, this is a parenthetical point. You know, I was talking to someone on Shabbos. The past 3 months, I never realized how important it was for Rabbanim to be connected to the politicians in a healthy way. And, you know, the local police departments and the various... I never appreciated that until what's been going on now with the coronavirus. And I very much appreciate everyone who has those connections, how they've helped us out. But, you know, I was talking to Charlie Hirari. We were walking home. We were together on Shabbos. He mentioned that's why we've seen the Gemara so many times. Rabbi Gamliel and great tzaddikim would go to Rome to speak to the Romans. Now, there's a difference between, you know, helping with the politicians and becoming a politician. If a rabbi becomes a politician, that's already not good. But to be connected to the politicians and have, you know the people who are involved in the government and have people, you know, lobby for you, whether it's the Aguda, whether it's the OU, all those are very, very essential. And we're seeing that, maybe you're not seeing that as much as I am, but on these phone calls we're having from the, you know, governor's office, it's incredible how important these connections are. So either way, so the president of Poland reached out to the Yeshuas Yaakov. He wanted to come visit his shul. So the Yeshuas Yaakov said, gladly, we'd love for you to come. And so they started preparing to clean up the place. They started, you know, cleaning the carpet and painting the walls, and they're painting the lobby, and they turned around the picture of the president as not to ruin the picture. And finally the day came, the president came with the whole big entourage, and the Jewish community came out to welcome him into the shul. And as they walked in, the president was noticeably upset. He was very, very angry. The Yeshuas Yaakov was looking around to see what had really got him so upset, and he figured out what it was. And he says to the president, Mr. President, let me explain something to you. We have a mitzvah that we, every single day, we perform the mitzvah of tefillin. We put tefillin on our arms and our head every single day. It reminds us of Hashem's with us. But on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Why not? Because on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. We feel the Shechina. He's present. There's no need for a reminder. Hashem's with us, so we don't need the tefillin. So to you, Mr. President, all year round, you're far away from us. So we have a picture to remind us of who you are. But now that you're in our presence, we don't need a picture. We turn around because we have the president himself. And that was a very wise response, and he was very pleased with that. But the lesson for us is that on Shabbos, we don't need tefillin. Because Shabbos itself, the Shechina comes and rests even in a greater magnitude. So the reason why I believe in the future, Las Lavo, Mitzvahs Betelos, are because the Shechina is going to be so clear and present, we won't need the mitzvahs to get to that. We won't need that conduit. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whatever that means, it'll be so clear. And for that reason, mitzvahs betelos. Now, if you want to wear tzitzis, you want to wear tefillin, you want to do the mitzvahs, that's great. You're allowed to. You fulfill a mitzvah, you get a check mark. But there will be no obligation in the times of Mashiach. That, I think, would be the explanation according to the Ritva. I want to share two more pshatim here of what it means, that mitzvahs betelos lost a level. One is Rabbi Chana Wasserman. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a discussion in Kovet Shi'urim, Chelek Beisim, and Chavtes. He goes through this whole sugya. And he suggests maybe the way to reconcile between the different Midrashim, whether we'll keep mitzvahs or not, it might depend on the following. And I'll read you this language. He says, that which it says, mitzvahs betelos lasalavo, eina kavana das mancha lasalavo, not that the time that we come to be when Mashiach is there, automatically yisbatlu ha-mitzvos. No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is, ela shamesim sheyichyu. The people who died, and they come back to life, they'll be pater from the mitzvahs, because mesim chavshi. Even when they come back to life, they'll be free of mitzvahs. But those who live through Yimos Mashiach, those who never die, they'll continue to keep mitzvahs. Not that, oh, Mashiach comes, let's throw away tzitzis and tefillin. No. If you and I, Amit Hashem, will be alive for the times of Mashiach, we're going to still continue to keep mitzvahs. But our great-grandparents who are coming back to life, they won't keep mitzvahs. Because once they tasted death, b'meisei chavshim, they're free forever of keeping mitzvahs. But those who remain alive, they will keep the mitzvahs. That's the distinction between the different midrashim, according to Rav Chanan Wasserman. Now, I'll do one last shot here. It'll be a shorter shiur, I guess, today. I'm just seeing, I can see more people have jumped on. Maybe we should continue next week, whatever you guys want. We can do it next shiur, I can continue. Okay, we got thumbs up. Okay, believe that we'll continue next week. Maybe next week I'll wait a little bit longer before I start. So anyways, let me just finish one last piece from the Degamach Nefraim. To take a Hasidish shot as to what it means that Mitzvah Bateos Lasa Lava. Just to recap again, we had the Rashba that says, only the first few moments of Tchias HaMesim will there be an end to mitzvahs, but afterwards we'll keep mitzvahs. The Ritva says, no, no more chiyuvim, but you will have kiyumim. And the Rav Chanan says, depends who. Those who remain alive will keep mitzvahs, but those who come back to life will not. So now the Degel Machan Ephraim has a beautiful shtickle on Parshas Tzav. And he quotes the Gemara Nida, mitzvahs betelos lasalava. V'hutamua. How could it be that mitzvahs will be batel, null and void in the times of Mashiach? Ha Torah hu nitzchis. The Torah is eternal. And v'chol mitzvah hu chayus ha'olamos. Each mitzvah is the life source for the world. Like, if you understand how mitzvah works, how Torah works, the whole world depends on learning. The whole world depends on mitzvahs. How could you fathom no more mitzvahs? Eich shayich bitul mehem. How is that even possible? So he goes on to an interesting discussion. And I'll just share with you this one paragraph which really drives the point home. And we'll stop here, be a little bit of a shorter shiur. I've been trying myself, talking to others. I don't like to do a Zoom shiur more than 30 minutes. This will be probably 25 minutes. More than 30 minutes, it's really hard to keep myself attention, keep your attention. So this will be a 25-minute shiur if you're mochel me. But the Degel Machan Ephraim explains as follows. V'zeh perush mitzvos sheim. What does a mitzvah mean? What's the lashon of mitzvah? And this is already do with those who learn the svar. Mitzvos shu lashon tzivoy, zeyu batel lasalava. The idea of it being a tzivoy will be a batel. Meaning what? The idea of a mitzvah, ki lo yasu mitzvos machmas shu mitzuvah. We're not going to perform mitzvahs because we're commanded. Meaning there's a difference in the Ritva. The Ritva says we will not be commanded to keep mitzvahs anymore. The Degel Machan Ephraim says we will be mechayev to keep, but we won't do them as a chiyev. We won't feel it as a burden. He says, ki lo yasu mitzvos, we're not going to perform mitzvos machma shu mitzuvah meis Hashem Yisbarach. We're not doing it because Hashem commanded us as an ol, as a burden, as a requirement. Vim lo haya mitzuvah lo yahaya osa. And let's say we weren't commanded. We wouldn't do them. No, nothing to do with tzivoy. Rak memela. Yerodfin lekayim hamitzvos. We're going to chase after them. We're going to have this sense, this feeling, this drive, this thirst to perform mitzvos. Kedei la'achayos nafshim. Because we need that to live. Kimoshe rodfim achar davar hamachayeh begashmius belisha mitzvah. Just like we chase after things that bring us, you know, I need water, I need food to live. We run after it. If I'm hungry, we're going to run after my dinner, my lunch, my breakfast. So just like begashmius, we run after that which we need health, we need sustenance, so too in the ruchnius world, we're going to be so attuned to the ruchnius in the times of Mashiach, we're going to be chasing after mitzvahs because that's our life source. We don't feel a nefesh. We don't feel a neshama to know what we're running after. But the times of Mashiach, it's going to be so clear to us. V'lachein, you battle shame shel mitzvahs. They're not going to be cool mitzvahs anymore because they're not going to be a tzivor. Shelo yechuna klal b'lashon tzivor. We're not going to call them a tzivor. I don't know. He doesn't say what they'll be called. Maybe they'll be called, I don't know, ritzonos or something. I don't know. V'day b'evrak mitzad ha-seichel. We're going to perform mitzvahs because we understand it. And we're going to feel it. We're going to sense it. V'asagas atzman yasi osam. Our own intuitive understanding will drive us towards this. So it's almost to like what the Avos did. The Avos performed mitzvahs. How did they know? There's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim explains that how did they know the mitzvahs? The Torah wasn't given yet. So Nefesh HaChaim says because the brain, the seichel, the neshama, the nefesh, ruach, every element of the Avos were such a high level, they were able to figure out how things worked, how the Elyonim worked, how, you know, Atzilus and Asiya and Yetzir and Bria, how those worlds work. Oh, if you do this, if you put this around your arm and you write four parshios, if you put tzitzis and four corners on, They understood backwards. So it says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, we're going to be in the level of the Avos, whereby we won't be doing mitzvahs because we're commanded. We will do mitzvahs because we need them, because we desire them, because we thirst them. So that's how the Hasidisha angle is, of what does it mean, the L'asid Lavo B'teilis, and there's no stira, because everything's answered. Some Midrashim say we will do mitzvahs, some say we won't do mitzvahs, it's all the same. We will perform mitzvahs. We'll be obligated to mitzvahs even. We just won't perform them as an obligation. We'll perform them because we want to, and we have the desire to. So Mirat Hashem, we should all get to that level, even Kodim Yimos Mashiach, even before Tchias HaMesim, we should get to the level that we don't do mitzvahs because we're obligated to do them, rather we should do the mitzvahs because we want to do them, because we thirst the mitzvahs, because we need the mitzvahs. So Mirat Hashem, I guess we'll continue next week. Maybe we'll discuss next week the various exceptions about maybe a chazer, whether pig will be kosher or not in the future, about Yamin Tovim, whether it'll be batel or not, and other things of that sort. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Thanks.
Have a good day,
Ishka. Rechti, I guess.